On this month's We Don't Know the Answer, But We'll Do Our Best bonus episode of the Sensational Sex Podcast, we'll talk about how often a couple needs to go on dates and getaways to stay connected.
Does carving the time actually help your sex life? And should you do it even if you don't have the money, energy, or will to do it?
In this episode of the Sensational Sex Podcast, we go through the 7-7-7 principle to stay connected with your partner and whether we do it in our own relationships. Spoiler alert, we don't.
We also talk about the reason why people who schedule sex often have better sex more often.
We also discuss whether couples should have sex after their date night.
You.
Welcome to the Sensational Sex Podcast, where we help women in long-term relationships thrive after the honeymoon stage is over. Are you a woman who wants a deep, intimate, and satisfying connection with her partner? Of course you do. Amy Rowan and Dr. Trina Reed have the answers, and all you have to do is join us each week. Soon, you'll be that woman who effortlessly has a satisfying sex life. Follow us on social media at Sensational Sex Podcast. Share this episode, leave a review, and thank you for subscribing. Now, let's start the show.
Hello, beautiful people. I'm Amy Rowan. Thank you for listening to the Sensational Sex Podcast. We're so happy you're joining us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, and even though your sex life will never be perfect, you can create the sex life that is perfect for you, and we're here to help you with that.
Dr. Trina, I've got the joke today. Are you ready? How is bridge similar to sex?
I don't know, Amy. How is bridge similar to sex?
If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand.
My mother, who's a bridge player, would be mortified with this.
Well, she don't want to skip the episode, but maybe she can just skip the beginning. Once a month, we do a bonus. We can't answer this, but we'll try. And this month, we're going to tackle whether date nights and overnight trips are realistic for the average couple.
Does carving out the time actually help a couple's sex life? And should you even do it if you don't have the money, energy, or the will to do it?
This is a big topic, and Hopefully we can fit everything in. Trina, what piqued us doing this? We can't answer this, but we'll try topic.
There was an Instagram post from Motivational Wealth that showed a clip of a woman, and they didn't list the woman's name. She was giving this passionate lecture about the 7-7-7 principle for a happy partnership.
So let's tell everyone what the 7-7-7 principle is. And if you want to watch the Instagram post, we will link to it in the show notes. The woman in the clip, she believes that it is sacrosanct that every 7 days a couple goes on a cheap mini date.
Every 7 weeks, the couple go on a 24-hour date. It's a simple getaway, like an all-day adventure. It's the couple getting some quality time where they're not just doing things like doctor's appointments and running errands together.
And then every 7 months, the couple go on a mini vacation away from their kids. And she goes on to say that novel experiences plus physical touch produce dopamine and oxytocin, which are the chemicals that boost attraction and trust. So, Trina, what is your initial reaction to this?
Well, when I saw the post, I was torn because at the end of it, this woman says, your feelings follow your focus, which I believe to be true. But I had a lot of resistance to this idea of 7-7-7. And then I realized that I'm being a hypocrite because I fundamentally believe couples need to carve out time for each other, but I wasn't willing to do it myself.
Interesting. Well, that's a good observation that you made. And I think that that's a challenge I feel like a lot of people can relate to. You know, professionally, we often give certain pieces of advice, but we may not always follow them ourselves, or we may even experience resistance. It's an interesting feeling that came up for you.
Well, I've always prided myself in, if I'm going to tell people to do this, I'm going to be doing it myself. It's always been my MO since I started this. So this is one of the first times that I actually came across this idea of, you know, I'm telling people to spend time and make quality time for each other, but am I willing to do the 777 thing? And I'm still on the fence about it.
One of the biggest things that I recommend to nearly all of my couples is scheduling sex. And there's so many good reasons for it. It's something that's really important. That is something that we do in our relationship. We don't call it scheduled sex, though. We have a game night and we typically do it once a week. So that would probably be that, you know, mini date, that cheat mini date of some sort. It's something that we enjoy. Something that I have always struggled with. And I think it's just my ADHD, Gemini, blah, 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 brain that I have, was I can't follow any particular person. Like, the second you tell me 777, I immediately want to rebel against it. I can't follow something scripted like that. I've never, ever been able to do that. That said, I think the concept is right on point of it's important to have weekly intentional connection, whatever that looks like for that couple. I think it's important to have some sort of time away. And, you know, I'll push back against her. Like, maybe it is going shopping at Costco together. If that's what you can hold together, if you can get some time away from the kids and go shopping at Costco and it be a fun, flirty experience, then, you know, I would say that can count. You know, certainly if it's within, you know, means and stuff, being able to get 24 hours away from the kids or a little mini vacation is fantastic. But, it, you know, within life and everything, obviously that can be challenging.
Let's read some initial reactions of the many Instagram comments. You go first, Amy.
All right. So here's one of the comments. Do you even have kids or a real job? It's hard enough to find a babysitter so you can work, or God forbid, cut the grass or just go to the grocery store. A 24-hour date every 7 weeks is impossible. And what the hell is a vacation? Oof. This person's having a rough day.
Well, no, that was kind of my first reaction too. That was my initial reaction. It was that. But another person wrote, the 7 days and 7 months I can get behind, but a night away every 7 weeks is not possible in real life.
Another comment said, and even by the time you pay for a sitter, there goes date night money. We're lucky enough to have my parents willing to help out, but during work hours only. And yes, as a fantasy, you go on a small vacation without your kids, but imagine how that would actually pan out in reality.
Another commenter said, marriage is about being intentional. And 777 might not work for some, but plan something consistently and work at it, and normally it fixes itself.
Another commenter said, maybe not 777, but we are working on 14, 14, 14. Date every other week, one night at home while grandma takes the little one every few months. And we try to do one 3 to 4 night getaway for our anniversary most years.
There was a wide range. There was people who were supportive, and then there was people who were not supportive. It covered the span of what people thought about this principle.
I will say, at least in our relationship, and we are also lucky because we have parents that are nearby, and so we do have the ability, and especially when the kids were younger, and even now, we can send our kids to go spend the night with grandparents. But 3 is a challenge. And especially when they were little, getting my parents, who were in their 70s at that point, to watch 3 small children was hard. And so to get that time together, I really did very purposefully go out and I would say, okay, I'm going to get this child to go spend the night with this person. I'm going to have this child go to the grandparents. And it was certainly a feat to make it happen. But it was very important to me and important to us to be able to have one night away. And sometimes it would just be, we just want one night in our house without the kids. So we don't even need to go someplace else. If we can just get the kids out of the house, then we can have a little bit of time together.
I just remember when I was in that stage of little kids, I just wanted to be by myself. if I had a night in a hotel, I wanted it to be a night by myself. I didn't want to be spending it with my husband. This idea has been floating around for many years. I just remember thinking, no, I don't want to go for an overnight with my husband. I want to go for an overnight with myself.
I remember there was one time, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but we got all three kids off somewhere. And then I checked into the hotel, and I think James still had to work. I don't know. He had something. So I had like 5 hours to myself in the hotel, which was a delight. I took a nap. I read a book. I went and hung out by the pool for, actually, I think I just probably took a nap and watched Netflix. Honestly, I think that's what I did. But it was great. And so then by the time he did arrive, I was relaxed. I had a chance to kind of shed mom and start to kind of get back into being Amy again. And so I think that like transitional time was really great, because I think it could be stressful if you're like, we've got 24 hours, we're checking the hotel at 7 o'clock, we're having dinner, now it's 10 o'clock, now we have to have sex. Like, you know, is that good connection times?
I used to make a joke about this 24-hour day thing. You have sex, and then what do you do for the other 23 and a half hours? Anyways, it's our job to not be cynical or hypocrites and help people understand how they can implement this if and when they have resistance or feeling overwhelmed to add something else to their already busy life.
And we'll be right back.
Men, did you know that most women need sensuality in order to connect with her sexuality? Aromatherapy massage is something you can do today that will score you points.
By combining soothing touch with the sensual benefits, an aromatherapy massage gives your partner time for her desire and arousal to catch up.
Hi.
A big thanks to Xsens for bringing you these aromatherapy massaging tips.
Men, we're doing you a solid and we're giving you a massage checklist to maximize romantic and sexual ambiance. You need to adjust the temperature in the room to a comfortable setting. Make sure to dim the lights and set up a few candles for the romantic mood lighting.
Turn off your phones and electronics. Except for some music, go ahead and play that to create a relaxed and calm atmosphere. Here's another pro tip.
Spend time connecting with your partner before you begin. So enjoy a glass of wine or simply spend a few minutes holding hands and talking.
Have your partner lay on their stomach so that you can work on their shoulders and back first.
What you're going to do is rub Xsens crystal massage oils into your hands before you begin. Use about a half teaspoon to start and add more to your hands when they get dry. Then you're going to rub this oil between your hands to warm it up before you begin.
Let your hands glide over their skin. Count slowly in your head to 20 for each section that you massage, like their neck, left shoulder, right shoulder, the middle of the back, etc.
So then your partner's not going to tell you this, so we will. Sometimes women just want a massage that does not lead to sex.
Another thing that's important is that sex doesn't always have to mean intercourse. When you mix your sex with sensuality, it opens a new exciting world where your partner will become a lot more open to sex.
With aromatherapy massage, preparation is key. So make sure to have Xsens massage oils at hand so the application is seamless, making for a relaxed and comfortable experience.
Xsens amethyst, sweet almond, or carnelian apricot crystal massage oil are light, absorbent, and delicately scented, perfect for a relaxing, stress-relieving sensual massage. Both are 100% natural with no artificial fragrances.
And if that wasn't enough, Xsens massage oils are good for you. They're certified organic. These blends of pure natural botanicals will leave skin feeling nourished, soft, and smooth. And it comes in a convenient, spill-proof bottle.
Go right this second before you get distracted and enter at xsens-usa.com. That's EXSENS sensationalsex.com and use the promo code SENSATIONAL for 20% discount.
Go right now and make a space for sexuality by giving your partner sensuality with the Xcens Aromatherapy Massage Oils.
And now, back to the show.
Let's discuss why creating a date night is important. A date night is where a couple intentionally dedicates time spent together, usually alone, with the purpose of reconnecting and bonding. And the optimal word here is intentional.
Relationships are a living thing that need to be cared for. Without putting in effort, a relationship can't grow or flourish or become all it can be. And I feel like it's so easy to take our connections for granted. Our connections, they don't stay around. You need to be keeping attention to them in order for them to keep thriving.
And so spending time with your significant other is really important to your mental, your emotional, and your overall well-being. And some benefits of date night include it's going to boost your emotional connection by giving you uninterrupted time to talk with and concentrate on your partner.
It's going to reduce your stress by allowing you to get out and have some fun. Remember fun? Remember what that was about?
Yes, fun. I know. We all need more fun in our lives. And it's also going to give you the ability to share and communicate your thoughts and feelings.
And it sets an example if you have kids by showing them the importance of valuing your relationship. You know, I hear this and I think, yeah, of course, this all makes perfect sense. And of course, we need to stay connected. And of course, we have to make sure that we don't take our relationships for granted. And of course, this is just common sense. And yet, the reality is when you're so busy, our relationships tend to be the first thing we put to the side on hold because we've got everything else going on.
The other thing, too, that's important to highlight is a date night doesn't have to mean leaving the house. It doesn't have to mean going out to an expensive dinner, especially when you're in the busiest seasons, when you've got the little babies and it's difficult to leave. You're leaking milk and you just don't feel like going out of the house. You can either just throw the idea out the window completely, or you can look for ways of doing it that's realistic for you right now. Because when we're talking about seasons, like, yes, this is going to evolve and change as well. I mentioned before, James and I do a date. We do game night. We've been doing game night forever. And when our babies were like little itty bitty things, like tiny little newborns in the backseat thing, they were at game night with us, just sitting there, and we would play games, and I would take a break and go nurse or change a diaper or whatever. But we still did that because it was fun, and we enjoyed that time together. You know, leaving the house at that point with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old and a baby was just not possible, but we're still going to start our game night at 6 instead of at 8, and we're still going to play our games. And that was just sort of the intentionality there. And let's find a way to make this work for us where we are right now.
Yeah. Well, you did well. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. We can all agree that intentionally making time for your partner without distractions is the lifeblood of a healthy relationship. And therefore, we can agree that date nights are important in theory. But knowing all of this still isn't enough motivation for many couples to actually do it.
The reality is, day in and day out, we are stressed. We are tired. We do have small people touching us and yelling our names and demanding things of us and all of that. And it is the easiest and natural excuse in the world to say, I'm tired. I'm not in the mood. We have a little world inside our hand that is completely and totally personalized to us. And it is so simple and easy for two people to be in the exact same room together on their different devices, one watching a TV show, one playing a game, and not connecting because I'm tired. I would present to you that in those times when you are that stressed and that overwhelmed, that is the best time to lean into your relationship and the love that that gives you, whether that's a hug or sitting next to each other. James will sit and watch my stupid reality shows with me. He doesn't like them, but he watches them with me because he just wants to sit and be with me. And I'll sometimes watch football with him, which is like the last thing that I ever want to do. But here's, same thing, I'm doing it to be with him.
Why don't you get your husband to watch football with my husband? And then that's taken care of.
Yeah, and then you and I can hang out together. That sounds great.
And we can watch reality shows.
We can watch reality shows. But is that nurturing our relationships, Trina?
Make us happier. But happy wife and all that.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Something that I've seen a lot is many people wait for other people to take action. So they wait for other people to call. They wait for other people to make plans for them. And so in this 777 principle, these people have to take action and proactively make the plans. So if you're not a planner, you have to ask yourself, you know, is this maybe where the resistance comes from, where you just think, oh, 777, that doesn't work for me. But I just know that a majority of people don't plan.
If you are the planner in your relationship, and I'm absolutely the planner in mine, I think that some people might feel resentment for I'm planning everything else. And now I also have to plan a date night, plan to nurture my relationship. Like, can there be one thing that I don't have to plan? I know that would be my resistance, honestly. You could probably hear it in my voice right now.
I'm here. I feel like I'm feeling like we triggered you, Amy.
I do. I plan everything. I am the planner. And so I think in those moments, it's important. And to your point about waiting for somebody else, I think also for looking at more like traditional gender roles, right? In the beginning, traditionally, the man is pursuing the woman and he's the one who's supposed to ask her out on the date and all of that stuff. And then 20 years down the line, she's waiting for him to initiate the date and he's not. And she's planned everything else. And she's like, why do I have to plan this too? And then there's resentment. And then now they're both sitting on opposite ends of the couch, just both being grouchy and nobody connecting. And I think that's sort of a typical way that this can play out. And scheduling time together, it gets the same reaction that scheduling sex does. People want this to happen spontaneously.
Do you remember the movie Date Night with Tina Fey and Steve Carell?
Yeah, it's been a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, so they, at the start of the movie, they're going on their weekly date and it's boring. And then they come home after this boring date and they're supposed to have sex. They don't want to. They just don't have the energy and they're just so bored. And I think there might be some resistance because people think that if I try and force this, every week we go out for a date night and every night after the date night, we're going to have sex. It's no longer special. Monogamy becomes monotonous, which is the death knell, right? So this, I think, may be part of this resistance to the 777 is that it's just going to be such a routine, boring date night. And I'm making all this effort to do this, and I'm getting absolutely nothing from it.
And I can absolutely see that. And I think that if you're going on the date night for the sake of going on a date night, versus going on a date night for the sake of connecting with your partner and building the relationship or maintaining or being intentional about that. I think that is where those differences come. Because, yeah, we can go to the same restaurant every week. We're going to order the same thing. We're going to come home. We're going to do the date, kiss, kiss, touch, touch. I'd be this position. You'd be this position. We're going to roll over and go to bed. Good night. Like, yeah, that sounds terribly boring to me too. But there is a reason why people who schedule sex have better sex more often.
And there's a reason why people who carve out time for each other have an easier time with emotional intimacy. So your motivation can be that by doing this now, by spending some time with your partner now, it's an investment in your future couple happiness. We don't often think about how our actions now are affecting how we're being as a couple in the future. So if you are intentionally had a game night with your husband, even when your kids were itty bitty. And because you made that intentional decision to have that game night at least once a week, you're now in a much better place in your partnership. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
So that game night was paying it forward to where you are now.
Yes, completely. And, you know, and I'll also say, like, it hasn't always been once a week. In fact, it's probably more like once every 2 weeks. I, like, inherently rebel about being told that I have to do anything on any sort of schedule. Like, I cannot do that. So, but it is much more of a, oh, wait, we have a game night tonight. And he knows that that's pretty much good for we're going to have sex. But it's fun, and it's that fun thing that we do, and it is, and then but it's nurturing the connection, and we do like playing games, so that's something we enjoy doing. So we've got that bonus in there, and so, you know, if a date night every 7 days, if that is too much, then you need to find the rhythm that works for you, and that's certainly what we've done.
My couple's dating rhythm is once a week, and I'm not talking about sex. I'm just talking about going on a date. But I also make sure that we go out as a family once per month, which goes completely against the 7-7 principle, but that's what works for my family. That's what makes me happy. That's what helps me get the emotional connection and intimacy from my husband. We're going out as a partners, but we're also going out as a family, and that makes me very happy.
I also very intentionally schedule family things over much loud complaining from especially my older two children. But it's a hill I'm willing to die on because it's important. And once we do get into whatever it is we're doing, everyone generally has a good time. And, you know, my oldest will be like, you know what, Mom, that actually was fun. Thanks for planning that. And I'm like, you're welcome. I won't get into all of the grouchiness that I had to go through. Yet. So, but actually, I'm so glad because our time with everybody home is limited. I've got 2 years left with my oldest son at home. And so, you know, I want to have those moments and I want them to look back and remember the things that we did on the random Wednesday nights, you know, over the summer.
Well, now that my kids are older, we are going on overnights. And it's been great and nurturing for our relationships. And what I didn't expect is my kids are so happy when we leave and they have the house to themselves. And so the first time we went away, I was feeling kind of anxious because I thought we'd come back to this huge mess. But when we got back, the boys were so intent on having the house to themselves more often, the house was sparkling. And just an FYI, this is the only time they do housework. So, you know, it's when we go away. And that said, when they were little, this just wasn't happening. And so I really get it if parents can't do an overnight. And I feel strongly that they shouldn't feel any pressure to do so.
We haven't yet left our kids at home overnight yet. I still tend to send them all up to the mountains to go be with the grandparents and things like that. So we're doing a little bit more of we get the house to ourselves and we'll send you guys someplace else. But you're honestly making me think we could do that now. My oldest son's about to be 16. My 13-year-old, he's babysitting 3 days a week. He's got his babysitting certification. Like, we could do that.
It's almost like a rite of passage for the kids that they get the house to themselves. And I guess it depends on the teenager you have. And so some teenagers you could not leave by themselves and you don't want to leave by themselves. And, you know, it was good for my kids. And I remember when I was first left by myself in my home, I was a teenager and my parents went on vacation and I had my first summer job and they just left me. And it was the best. I can still remember how wonderful it was that I had the house to myself.
I can certainly see that. Once my oldest son is driving, which is in just a few months from now, that really opens all of that up. I hope you've inspired some different ideas, maybe given you some motivation, some different ways of looking at things. So what are your thoughts on the 7-7-7 principle? Is this something that you are enacting in your relationship, or maybe it's not 7-7-7, it's 14-14-14, or how does this work for you? Do you think this can work for you?
Yeah, and we didn't answer the question, but I think we had some good discussion points around it.
When you put the intention on nurturing your connection in whatever way that looks for you and your relationship, that's the highlight here. And whether it is weekly or 14 days or whatever it is that you can manage, just being intentional about nurturing a relationship, I think, is the most important thing that I'm pulling out of this.
Definitely the takeaway. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Until next time.
As always, stay sexy.
Are you ready to experience more passion and more pleasure? In my suburban intimacy practice, I offer one-on-one sex and intimacy coaching for women and couples. Book a complimentary discovery call at suburbanintimacy.com or learn more about my Intimacy Ignite program, your solution to experiencing satisfying and fulfilling sexual experiences and connection, even when you're busy, tired, and stressed.
Is more fulfilling sex on your mind, but not in your bedroom? Then go to trinareed.com to get your free copy of the Sex Bootcamp Masterclass. While you're there, check out my award-winning fiction book, The Sex Course, that went to number one in its Amazon category 3 days after launch. Both The Sex Course and Sex Bootcamp Workbook are available in audiobook. If you want to hang with groovy, like-minded, sex-positive women, then join my online courses and the success community. It's your time to create the sex life of your dreams. It all starts at trinareed.com.
Did you love what you learned today? Share this episode with someone who needs it. Friends don't let friends have bad sex. Leave a review for this episode and follow, like, or subscribe on the listening app of your choice. We love hearing from our listeners. Email us at sensationalsexpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on all social media platforms at sensationalsxpodcast. And join our mailing list at sensationalsexpodcast.com.